Kof Tes Tammuz, Thursday the 12th of July, Rabbi Mordechai Mays, connecting Shavuot with Tammuz and Tisha B'Av.
Good morning. It is a time of tragedy, a time of pain, a time of suffering, and I'm not talking about the match last night. It's 3 weeks. And it starts Shiva Asava Tammuz and it finishes on Tisha B'Av Bein Hamatzorim. That is to say that the entire period of 3 weeks has two boundaries. It starts at Shiva Asava Tammuz and it finishes on Tisha B'Av. And we have to try and understand a little bit what is the difference. There were certainly 2 days of tragedy for Klal Yisrael, and certainly the period of time of the 3 weeks is a time of tragedy for Klal Yisrael. We have to try and understand what is the difference, the inherent difference between Shiva Asava Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chof Vov Umad Alef, in the Mishnah, a long Mishnah there, explains to us about these 2 days. Hamisha Dvorim Iru Esaviseinu B'Shiva Asava Tammuz V'Chmisha B'Tisha B'Av. There were 5 things which happened on the 17th of Tammuz and 5 on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asava Tammuz Nishtabu HaLuchos, the first Luchos were destroyed. Obotel HaTomid, the Tomid was stopped. V'Hufkaha Ir, and there was a hole but broken through the wall of the city. V'Sof HaPostumus as the Torah, and Postumus burnt the Torah. V'Heimid Tselem B'Heichol, and then he put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Alav Yisrael Shelo Yichnesu La'aretz, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. V'Chorav HaBayis B'Rishon V'Shnia, also Bayis Rishon, known as Bayis Sheni, was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'Nilka De Beiso V'Nechal Shoh Ha'ir, Beiso was destroyed. Beitar, the city of Beitar, was destroyed. V'Nechal Shoh Ha'ir, and Jerusalem was ploughed up. The Rambam will see, Rambam says, ploughed up like a field. 5 tragic events on Shiva Asava Tammuz, 5 tragic events on Tisha B'Av, but certainly there's a difference between the first and the second, and we have to understand what the inherent difference is, not just that they're worse, there's something much deeper than that. What's interesting to note, firstly, is that the Novi Zechariah speaks about the Tzoymos of Shiva Asava Tammuz and Tisha B'Av even before all 5 events had actually occurred. Zechariah was being misnabe, was prophesying before Bayis Rishon. Some of these events happened at the end of Bayis Sheni. But the Novi says, Koyama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzoma Ravi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Vitzoma Asiri, Yiel of Vesli Yehuda, Lesosuin, Lesimcha, Lemoid, and Toivim. That means to say that he was actually Messiahis at some point to these Tzomos, when essentially, not all the events had actually happened. So we also have to understand what is it that the Gemara is telling us, what the Mishnah is trying to express, when it impressed upon us that there were dafka 5 events which happened here and 5 events which happened there. So firstly, if we take them together as 10 events altogether, we'll understand that the number 10 is very significant when talking about any complete framework. If we look at, for example, Aseres Adibois, Aseres Amakois, even the 10 sons of Homon who were hung is also 10. It wasn't just mikre. It wasn't by accident that there were, in fact, 10 sons of Homon. When it came to be hanging the 10 sons of Homon, what actually was happening here was that they were actually uprooting the whole essence of what Amalek was all about. And so too, Aseres Adibois, we've got 10 commandments, which are the whole essence of the Torah. Aseres Ma'amorois, the world was created with 10 sentences which came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, there was a complete framework which was formed by the number 10. And so, that, so explains Rav Shimon Pinkus. Rav Shimon Pinkus was the Rav in Or Fakim. He unfortunately died in a car crash, a tragic car crash, him and his wife and a daughter. He wrote some fantastic works in his lifetime, Shabbos Malkusot, Sharon B'Tfilah, and also a very fascinating work called Brechos B'Cheshvon, about the from the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Brichos Becheshvoy, he writes there all about the Echod Miyodea and explains each one of the numbers, Echod Miyodea, what each one, what the significance is of each one. So he says about the ten, that ten is a frame, a spiritual framework. And that was what was being built when we talk about Devarim Kshuv Kedushos, says the Maharal. And that's also what happened when we're talking now about uprooting Devarim Kshuv Kedushos. It had to be 10 different events which form a complete framework, completely against the whole essence of Kedusha, which was Klal Yisrael before the goddess. But why Chamisho Mul Chamisho? Why is it there are 5 events here and 5 events there? The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal wrote a number of works, seminal works. We know Gor Aryeh, and all the Chumish, Chidush HaGodos, and all of the Agadotis in Shas. As well as that, Gevuras Hashem, on Pesach, about the whole Yetzirah Mitzrayim, Tiferes Yisrael, on the Torah, which is on Shavuos, more related to Shavuos. And he also wrote a fascinating work called Netzach Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael, about all the Arba Golios, which happened to Klal Yisrael. And then he speaks about, at length, the whole Mahalach, the whole process of Chorban, how it started and how it finished. He writes there, about the difference in Shiva Osa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. Umipnei she yudzayin b'tamuz hu ascholos hakotze ulficha kol hei dvorim shuvei nasu einam gmar puronus. The 5 things which happened on Shiva Asa b'tamuz is the very start of the 3 weeks. But because of the start, it's not the finish. It's not the finish of the punishment. It's only the start, but it's the root of the punishment. Everything which was going to happen in Tisha B'Av had its roots already in Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. And he concludes about B'Tisha B'Av who gemar puronois b'tachlis. Mashinigzag zera la'avosein shlo yikansu la'oretz. They couldn't go into the Eretz Yisrael. The entire generation could not go into Eretz Yisrael anymore. There wasn't anything which they could do about it. It was finished. V'chein chor ben abayis b'rishon b'achroino. 2 complete destructions of Beis HaMikdosh. That was the end. There was nothing to build on after that. We were in Golus. So at the start we have Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. But our end is Tisha B'Av, and that's the end of the... There's nothing more we can do. Until Mashiach. But why 5? So again, the Medrash, the Medrash Rabbin, Bereishis Rabbah says, Kosov Bereishis, Elu told us Shomayim v'oret behi borom. Chazal must add behi borom, behei borom. The number 5 is significant in Bereishis, in that the number 5 was the number, the letter which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What does that mean? So I know there's, I do remember a little bit of the chemistry which I learned in school, only a little bit. But the little bit I do remember is that there was the periodic table. A periodic table has over 100 different basic elements. When Chazal, well, after the Rambam, Beri Nevuchim, and also in Hilchos Mado, when he talks about the basic elements of creation, he talks about Ovir, that's air, Mayim, water, Ofar, the dust, and Esh. Those are the 4 elements which he discusses as the basic elements of creation. It doesn't mean necessarily, when you cut open something, it will have there one of those elements, literally. But there were certain aspects of those 4 elements which he saw in all of creation, either dryness or wetness, heat or cold. Any single material had those aspects built in. So those are 4. Where's the 5th? So where's the apostle? Lo'olam Hashem dvocho nitzof bashomayim. You can have all of creation, but until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koveya, that's the Metzias, then there's no creation at all. So essentially, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, all of creation was built with those 4 elements, but La'olam Hashem Baruch Hu Nisav HaShamayim. There has to be the word of God which speaks us that into creation, and forms the creation with those 4 basic elements. We're saying it is, that there's Shoresh, there's root, and that has its own 5, that has its own basis of creation, and there's another, the active Befoyal. Those are the other 5. And then we saw it in creation itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shoresh, firstly root, and then created the actual Metzias. But there's something else. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to uproot all of that and send us into Golus, so it starts also with 5 on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, and it finishes with 5 on Tisha B'Av. So let's see, perhaps, There's a link between the first five and the second five. Each one has its roots in Shiva Esav HaTammuz, and each one has its final act in Tisha B'Av. The first thing that the Mishnah mentions is Shviras HaLuchos, the breaking of the first tablets, as against not going into Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. What's the connection? So it's clear that the first Luchos, it said that the material was brought from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also brought the Ksav. As against the second Luchos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, you bring the material, and I'll bring the Ksav. That is to say, the Maharal explains it, that those Luchos were completely heavenly, Shmemiim. Essentially, nothing to do with this world. What it was a sign was, that Klal Yisrael were elevated to such a level, the Maharal says, Ma'ala Malochim. We'd reached the point, before the sin of Adam and Eve, we'd reached the point where there was no negir. We hadn't got any shaykhs at all to chet. And then, of course, it was the chet ha'egel. But those luchos were telling us, you come somewhere else. You're completely different now. The second luchos didn't have that aspect. But the first luchos had that, that showed us that we were completely different. Well, the second luchos told us that we have to bring material and we have to make it holy. It has to be. We have to create a place where Ketusha can be chal. That was the second luchos. Because we brought the material and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the ksav. When we decided, Achmon Letzlon, that we didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was dozed on us, told us we weren't going to go in, that was the end of the line. Because Eretz Yisrael was the place which the Kodesh Baruch Hu was giving us to prepare Kedushah from the physical. Whether it be in Peor, or Shleket, or Shikra, or Shvi'is, all of these aspects of physical things, harvests, all these aspects of physical things. And then because Rabbi says, you can make the physical holy, but you have to bring the physical yourselves. You have to bring the luchos, and then I'll bring the kedusha. But when we said we don't want Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel said, that's it then. Then that door has no shaykhs to that particular aspect of Klal Yisrael. And they can never go into Eretz Yisrael at all. It started with Shviras HaLuchos, with the rejection, in a sense, of not being able to put Kedusha into the physical, or showing us we could, but we rejected actually the level of a Maloch. But after that, we were shown that actually even we're not even shy for that level, because we can't even be given Eretz Yisrael. The second one was Botel HaTolmid against Chorban HaBayis Rishoino. What happened to Botel HaTolmid? So, truthfully, 40 years from, I would say, we always say it, Oilas Tolmid Ha'asu B'Har Sinai. From that point, when we built the Mishkan at Har Sinai, until 3 weeks before Chorban Bayis Rishon, every day, day in, day out, there was always brought the Korban Tomid. That is to say, 40 years in the desert itself. After that, for 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years in Shiloh, 57 years in Noiv and Givoy, and also the Beis HaMikdash itself for 410 years. Continuously, day in, day out, always bringing Korban Tomid. What's so important about that? Because that shows that we're completely connected all the time to Har Sinai. Oh, there's Tomid Ha'asuba Har Sinai. One break, it continues maybe to be Korban of that day, but it's no longer Korban Tomid. One day's break, and it's no longer Korban. It started with on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, when we stopped connecting through Korban to Ha'asur B'Har Sinai. But it concluded with something much worse. We'd always had a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time of Har Sinai. We'd always had Mishkan, wherever it had been, whether it had been Gilgal or in Shiloh. And suddenly we were left with nothing. We'd always been connected to those times. And suddenly there was absolutely nothing. It starts its roots in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, but it finishes on Tisha B'Av. The third is Hufka Ha'ir, as against Chorban Bayis Sheni. Simply, very simply, Hufka Ha'ir, it was the start of Chorban. It was unique to Bayis Rishoin to connect to Korban Tomid. What was unique to Bayis Sheni was that there was a connect, that was Hufka Ha'ir, there was a breach in the wall, and then immediately afterwards, 3 weeks afterwards, Chorban Bayis. It started on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. but it finished on Tisha B'Av. The fourth is Sorf Apostomus as a Torah, as against Nilkado Beiso. Apostomus burnt a Sefer Torah, but after that, on Tisha B'Av, many years later, Nilkado Beiso was destroyed. And we have to understand what was the tragedy of Sorf Apostomus as a Torah. We know, Rachman and Islam, but it happens that Sefer Torah had been burnt. And what was the ultimate tragedy in Nilkado Beiso? So it's clear that when Apostomus, we have to understand, Rishoyim of yesteryear are not Rishoyim Sambali Taiva of today. When the Midrash speaks about the Kavona and Maral, Ari HaKodesh and other places, whenever they speak about the inherent intent of any of the Rishoyim, it's far deeper, it comes to uproot something far deeper in ideas of Emunah. When Apostomus Sorifes HaTorah, what he was saying, what he was trying to do, to have an achiz, to have a grasp on Torah Shebiksav. He destroyed Torah Shebiksav. Nilkado Beiso, the Rambam says in Hilchos Ta'anios, what is the actual tragedy in Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, he speaks about what the tragedy of Yitzhak Metamus was. Sorry, Tisha B'Av. Nilkado Ir Gedoilo, or Beiso Shmo, Beitar was destroyed. There were many, many people in there. There was a man. We know he's Bar Kozibo. And everybody thought he was Melech HaMoshiach. It was clear to all of the Chachomim of that generation that he was Melech HaMoshiach. And what happened was, they destroyed the city and they killed him. And we have to understand, sometimes it's thought not correctly. I heard this from Moshe Shapira, Zeke Tzadik Vocher. People think there was just a mistake. Rabbi Akiva, Ta! Chazal didn't understand what was going on really. They thought it was Mashiach, but it wasn't. Rambam says it. Rabbi Akiva Chochem Godol Mechochem Nishnoyo, Vu Hoya Noise Kelo Shel Ben Koziba Melech, Vu Oimer Olof Shu Melech HaMoshiach, Vu Chol Chochem Doiro, Dimu Loi, Shu Hu Chet Melech HaMoshiach, Ad Shenerag Ba'avoy Nois. The first Rambam we saw equated the killing of Bar Koziba to Chorban Abayis. The second Rambam tells us that he was killed only because of Avoy Nois. That is to say, said Ramayu, that essentially he was meant to be Melech HaMoshiach. It wasn't a mistake of Chazal. He was meant to be Melech HaMoshiach. That's what the Rambam says, V'hoi Sotzor G'dolim K'moi Chorban HaMikdosh. Beis HaMikdosh wasn't a mistake. There was Chorban HaMikdosh, but there was no mistake. Bar Kozibo is like Chorban HaMikdosh. What does that mean? Says Ramayu, that he was meant to be Melech HaMoshiach, but it was Nechov because of Avoinus. Essentially, it should have been at that point that there should have been Moshiach, but there wasn't because it was Nechov. And to understand, the first stage was the attempt of Apostomus, Sorefes HaTorah. He took the most outer sign of Torah, which is Klaf in Ksav, and he burned it. Pnimius HaTorah, Chazal, Rabbi Akiva, Kol Chochmei Torah, Melech HaMoshiach, Nechov. On Tisha B'Av. It starts as a chitzoyin on the outside, the complete external expression of destruction. Pnimius of destruction. Tisha B'Av. No more Moshiach. Maimon Chazal destroyed. The last. Her mitzelem beheichol. Mul v'necho ha'ir. They took an idol and they put it in the Beis HaMikdosh. Reb Yitzchok Hutner and Pachad Yitzchok on Purim actually. This is a very beautiful Ha'orah. It says, if we take the question, where we see a person takes the thing which is most choshuv, the most important, and he puts it in place, something, pachut, something disgusting, something lowly, it can only be an avodah zarah. Avodah, he says, is the most important thing in the world. You make something, you take it and you elevate it. That's avodah. Where do you put it? Something the lowest form. מהו עמוק מה שבו המציא אודומס החשיבות היותר גדולה לשקר היותר גדול בלי סופק שהתשוב תהי אבוידי סלילים כי אין לך חשיבות יויסי גדולה מן האבוידו ואין לך שקר יויסי גדול מן העליל ובסמיקטוס was meant to be a place where כולוי אוי מהקובד a place where הקודש ברוך הוא where covered itself is revealed of הקודש ברוך הוא and what they do They take away the Zora and they put it in the Heich, the whole Mahus, the whole essence of the Beis HaMikdosh, and they destroy it. Because they put away the Zora there, which is the exact opposite of Kovod. The exact opposite of Kovod. The whole essence of the Beis HaMikdosh, the external binyan is there, but the essence of the Beis HaMikdosh is Chosah, is lacking. But what did they do on the last, on Tisha B'Av? B'nech HaShoi, what? Explain to me. You've destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. You killed millions of Jews. Everyone's going into Golus. Why are you so active with destroying the... You have to make, plow up the city, says the Rambam, like Hasodim. Why? Leave it alone. You've done what you're meant to do. Go get some tight. What happened? Nechashoi, what did you have to plow it up like Hasodim for, says the Rambam? Why did you have to plow it up? Because until that point, the Midori Redos of generations... We've had Bayis. Bayis is a place where you're misyached with the Shechina. There's yichud with the Shechina. Personal relationship with the Shechina. You can't have personal relationship in the Sode. Bayis is the place where you build personal relationship. Sode is open to Kulo. It's open to everybody. It started on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. When they put a tzel on Beheichel and they destroyed the essence of the Beis HaMikdosh. There was no more kula ila kovoy. But when it finished, if we'd had at least a bayis shenechov in front of us, so we'd had a house with a kodesh boruch hu. It was nechov, but it was still there for us. Well, that we didn't even have afterwards. Because he was nechosh kutsode. Because he destroyed it so completely that we couldn't be misachad even a minimum at the mokom hamikdosh because there was nothing left. There was no bias at all, and all that was left to us was sode. At this time, after 3 weeks, the Shiva, I mean, Shiva Sabbatamuz and Tishbov, all the other Moyadim at times of He'oros Ponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us his love for us. How much he's happy with us, and Sukkos, even Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, these are times of Chesed HaBoire, that Boireim shows us He'oros Ponim and wants to be with us and close with us. Until it's pinnacle of Simchas Torah. 3 weeks of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us he's also a father. And a father sometimes has to say no. And sometimes he hides his face. But it's at that time that the son has to know that it's because he loves us so deeply that he hides his face. The 3 weeks you have to, instead of feeling our own pain, we have to feel the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bit. It hurts him, as we all know. When you slap a child, it hurts me more than it hurts him. It's the same thing. It hurts. We have to feel the pain about HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, that he really wants to give us. I heard from Odin Godel in there, it's a short. Sometimes he feels the Moshiach, it's almost there, we're just holding the door from the other side. It's an effort. But it's worthwhile making the effort to try and feel the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to conclude with a beautiful story which I heard. I understand it's been printed now in the Jewish press, but I don't think it's less important because it's been... Maybe people know it already. A very, very beautiful story which I heard by the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Aaron Edelsteiner. There was a boy who had learned in Chadorim, had learned in Yeshiv Klan, Yeshiv Gedoyla, and Achmona Litzlan. He went to the Arabist. To the extent that he was coming to marry out. At one point, his uncle... In order to try and influence him a bit, called him over for Shabbos. He said, come for Shabbos. While he was there, he said, let's go to see Rav Aaron Lee. He's giving shiur today. So they went to Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman knew the family, knew the boy. And he called him over at the end of shiur. And he asked him, how is it that, what is it that you do now that you don't, what don't you keep? He said, Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos. How are you Mechal Shabbos? smoke cigarettes. So he said, you ever felt any chavot, you ever felt any regret when you smoke a cigarette on Shabbos? So he said, yeah. I might have felt regret sometimes. How many times? He said, 4 times. After each time, how long do you have regret for? He said, 10 minutes each time. So Mahara b'tshuva, 40 minutes of your life. So 40 minutes of your life, you were like tzaddik and gemuri. You're on that level. You're on Mahara b'tshuva. It's like b'tshuva, it's a choyza b'tshuva, it's a choyza b'tshuva, even in a pace of tzaddik and gemuri. That's amazing. But we thought about it a bit. You realize the power of lachza b'tshuva, and it was choyza b'tshuva. Went on it, became full again. They asked him a question then. You knew what was going to happen. You knew the Baal HaNei was going to speak with you. Why did you go and see him? What was so important? Why did you just not go at all? So he said another story. He said, when I was a kid in Cheder, they took the Cheder to a Bechina by Baal HaNei. A test. And Baal HaNei asked every child a question. And each child got a sweet when he answered the question correctly. Came to me, and Baal HaNei asked me the question, and I didn't know the answer. So Baal HaNei asked me a second question, an easier question, and I didn't know the answer. So he asked me a third question, even easier than the other two, and I still didn't know the answer. Baal HaNei passed on to the next children, asked again, one after the other. When they came to leave, children got up to go, and Baal HaNei called me over. Said to me, the Olam Hazeh, in this world, you don't get schar for results. You get schar for the effort you put in. You try to answer 3 questions, here are 3 sweets. That was something I had to go and see. Even wherever he got to, that was something I had to go and see. Rabbi Arnav said, it's because of the ma'amat, because of the effort we put in. That's what makes a difference. So whether or not in this period of time, we really get to the feeling of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pain that he has gone through because we are in the Golus. Whether we'll get there or not, I don't know. But it's the fear ma'amat. It's how much effort we put in. Have a good day. Bye.